Introducing All Tech Docs. Clinic is open if your technology has a fever, your network is short of breath, or your system just stopped responding. You're in the right place. Here we diagnose digital disorders, troubleshoot stubborn symptoms, and prescribe real-world fixes for modern tech problems. No guesswork, no snake oil, just practical solutions. Welcome to the Tech Talk bonus episode.
Hello, everyone. I'm sure you're all very confused why a Tech Doc episode has been released at this time of the month. Well, in our infinite generosity, we decided to release a wee small bonus episode for you. Aren't we so nice? What is this episode? It is a presentation on the WeWalk Smart Cane, which was presented by a number of Tech Docs along with a couple members of Sight and Sound Technology. So thank you to them for that. So we decided to record that presentation and we have it here for your listening enjoyment here. So sit back, tune in, make a nice cup of tea or whatever beverage you enjoy and enjoy the listen.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. We want to welcome you to this WeWalk talk. This came about as a result of the Monday and Saturday exchange clubs. People were interested in getting more information, so you ask and it shall be given. So, as you know, I'm Jackie, and we've got Stuart and Ken here as well from the Fighting Blindness, the exchange club facilitators. And so I'm going to hand you over now to Jade, Stuart L, and Ian to give their presentation. But again, you will be muted. Questions can be asked. The chat will be open. Control Alt and Y, Command Y, or on a Mac, and more button in Android and iPhone to raise hands. Raise hands will be prioritized for the unmuting part, but we have a lot of people here. So Jade, everybody, over to you.
Amazing, Jackie. Thank you. I was going to say, am I being forgotten about? But no, as Jackie said, it's great that there was so much feedback and questions from the Exchange Club that I kind of thought, who better than Ian and Stuart from Sight and Sound, who are, I suppose, regular demonstrators of this product, to come and talk to you all and give you an overview of the demo. So hello. But I'm going to hand you over to Stuart as soon as the cuckoo has stopped to say a few words about Sight and Sound Technology. And we want to thank you both for giving up your Monday evening to come and talk to us. It's very much appreciated. So Stuart, do you want to?
Thanks, Jade. And thank you to Stuart and Jackie and Ken as well for the invitation. We're delighted to be here. And I suppose we always enjoy talking about the technology that we represent, both here in Ireland and in the UK. Just very briefly, I'll say that Sight and Sound Technology have been in Ireland since 2018. Our parent company is in the UK and has been around since 1979. And we get involved in all sorts of things, not just provision of technology. I'm here with Ian Kennedy, my colleague, who is our Partnerships and Development Manager based in Glasgow. And Ian has very kindly come along because Ian has probably demoed this cane more than I have. And we're really interested, I suppose, today to talk to you about the cane, to talk to you about the app, the companion app that comes with it. And obviously, as Jackie said earlier, to take any questions at the end. I will give some pricing information because there is some specials on with the cane at the moment, and I'll give those at the end of the session.
And Stuart, it might just be worth noting there are some people from Northern Ireland in attendance this evening as well. So
fantastic. Okay, we can get the sterling prices as well. So I think we will maybe just talk a little bit about the cane to start, and I'd probably best to pass over to Ian for that.
Okay. Just to reiterate, thanks for having us along. And it's always good fun to talk about some interesting tech. So The WeWalk cane, I don't know if people have heard about it, tried it at events, things like that. I'll go through what it is, some of the features. I'll go through as best I can. I've got a cane in front of me, and I'll go through the kind of button formation and how it kind of operates and things like that, and the different the different features within the cane and the app. And as was mentioned previously, there's I think there's a short video or some information, some media to be played regarding the app. So essentially, the WeWalk cane is a really smart handle that sits on a kind of standard Ambitech long cane. So the cane itself is standard. There's the kind of technologies within the handle. And between version one and version two, they've slimmed down the handle significantly, and it is now a lot more like your kind of standard long cane. It is still slightly wider handle, and the weight is slightly heavier than your standard long cane. But obviously, it does have a fair amount of kind of technology and whatnot packed into the handle. It comes in several sizes to kind of suit various heights and whatnot, and it comes as standard with a Pathfinder tip. So some of you may be familiar with that, kind of rotating rollerball tip that's kind of split in two. That's what it comes with as standard. But with any kind of Ambitech cane, which this majority of this cane is an Ambitech, you can change out the rollerball ball tip to whatever one you're wanting to use, whether it's kind of marshmallow tip or whatever you're used to. But it comes as standard with this Pathfinder tip. The handle, so that's where all the kind of tech is packed into. The cane itself, when use the cane on its own and you don't connect it to the app, there are kind of limited features. Obviously, it is a long cane. You're still going to be using your long cane and using your long cane skills. You can access a couple of features of the cane by not connecting, or when it's not connected to the app, I should say. Those are in the handle itself. It comes with a flashlight. There's a kind of flashlight built in. You can access that feature, even though it's not connected to anything. That's just a kind of built-in feature within the cane. And you can use the object detection. So there's a sort of small sensor within the handle as well, and you can use object detection. So that is from kind of waist height up. Obviously, the long cane, and you're using your long cane, is going to pick up ground level obstacles, changes in texture and whatnot. But the kind of object detection will still work when it's not connected to the app, and that's from hip kind of hip height up, if you like. Obviously, it is a smart cane, so you get kind of best functionality from this cane when it is connected to the WeWalk app. So if you were to purchase a cane, you'd get the cane in the post, you would download the WeWalk app, register the WeWalk app to yourself and link it to your cane. And then every time you want to kind of connect that, it connects to your phone via Bluetooth, and accesses the kind of full functionality within the app. Essentially, at that stage, the cane then becomes a kind of control unit. The bulk of the processing is used, or the bulk of the processing and all the kind of fancy wizardry stuff is kind of coming from your phone. So that the phone's doing the heavy lifting. With regards AI and navigation and some of the features that we'll talk about in more detail. So back to the cane itself. As I say, you've got flashlight object detection when it's not connected, and then we'll talk about some of the features. Just the cane itself. There is a sorry, I'm moving my curtain behind me. At the top of the handle, there's a small speaker, and that'll provide prompts and kind of voice commands and navigation commands and things like that. You can, of course, connect this via Bluetooth to an earbud or aftershocks or a speaker or whatever your for whatever you're wanting to use, but it does have a small speaker at the end of the cane handle. It's got a kind of lanyard, if you like, attached to it. That's obviously not for use, that's more for kind of storage when the cane is folded away. Further down, there's a USB-C charging port kind of at the top. And yeah, takes not too long to charge up. And obviously you can take out battery packs and charge it up if you're using it for extended periods of time. But I was demoing this a few weeks ago, and you know, we've got a good kind of 6 hours and with no need to charge. So just kind of using it most of the day. The cane buttons. I'm going to go through some of the kind of cane buttons, and that'll then start to talk about some of the kind of more advanced features that are within the app. I've got it linked up at the minute to my phone. When I'm pressing the buttons, it should there should be kind of auditory prompts coming out of the speaker, and hopefully you can be able to hear them as well. So the first kind of tactile button, which is located where your thumb. You're holding your cane as you normally would, your index finger down one side, your thumb on the top. The first button is kind of raised circular tactile button. That is your power. So kind of slightly extended hold, press that for a couple of seconds, that'll turn the cane on, and press it again and it'll turn off. When we're in the menu system, and I'll talk about this in a minute, this is also used as a kind of back button to move kind of one level back in the menu system. The next tactile button, where your kind of thumb is normally located, is the arrow button. So it's kind of next. The following tactile button is a raised circular button. And again, that is the kind of OK or Enter button once you're in the kind of menu systems. And then there's a kind of down arrow. So up arrow, Enter button, and a down arrow. And then obviously the one at the very top is the power, as I say. Linking it to your phone, so it's Android's. That's it, just turned off. I'll turn it back on. So linking it to your phone, it'll give you access to navigation.
Keen connected to WeWalk app.
Excellent, that's a relief. You get so that's the prompt you get. Cane's connected to the WeWalk app, and you get a kind of ping, and that's it connected. That then means that you can use all the smart features and all the navigation features, which is the main reason why the cane's kind of connected to your phone. You can use the phone as you would, and the app within the phone, and you know, My Locations or Find Things Around. So you can use the WeWalk app on its own, or you can use the cane itself and control the information within the app and the menu systems within the app. So if we go into the menu system by pressing the kind of circle button,
My places.
so the first thing it comes up is with My Places. So if I've saved locations, so I can easily save locations in the app, or you can do your favorite areas and things like that, or you can explore an area and then find a location and save that to your places quite quickly within the app. So if you go into My Places and I hit the circular enter button again,
Or Cherry Tree Gardens.
right, so that's my house.
The Pharmacy Cafe.
And this is me just kind of scrolling through some of the locations that I've saved within.
Good news. St. George Cross Underground. Visibility Scotland.
So these are some of the places that I've saved from being out and about and doing some demonstrations and training. To access them, if you want to go to Visibility Scotland, you'd hit the enter button, the circle button again, and it'll start directing you to that. So it'll give you countdowns, navigation as you'd be used to with most kind of navigation devices. It runs essentially off Google Maps, so it'll give you a countdown 30 meters, 20 meters, 10 meters, and then turn left onto such and such a street. So it'll give you street names and kind of count down to when you're supposed to be crossing and entering that street. And then again, it'll give you a countdown as you walk along that street, and give you a new, kind of new direction prompt as you approach that area.
My
So
places.
coming out of that, my places, that's me pressing the kind of power button briefly.
Menu has closed.
So menu's closed, we'll go back in.
My places. Transport.
So you can access information around transport that's around. So round about here, it'll be a McGill's bus service and Bishopton train station, things like that. And it'll give you kind of live information. It'll give you times of trains, times of when the buses are due. And then it should also give you kind of prompts as to when to get off. When you're approaching your destination on the train, it'll give you a prompt to tell you to that you're approaching, and to when to kind of get off at that at the next train station.
Explore.
Explore. So if you're wanting to, you know, if you're in a new city or a new area, you can go into the menu system, you go into the explore function, and there's then sub menus within that. So there's things like cafes, universities, foods, pubs, restaurants. There's different kind of genres almost, different kind of categories. So you're able to kind of go into those categories and it'll tell you within a kind of vicinity what's near you, how long it is to get there. If you want to go there, you hit the enter button, it'll then start to direct you there. If you start heading off in the wrong direction, it'll correct or it'll tell you to turn around. So it can auto-correct the route. But sometimes it does a calculation, it tells you to kind of turn around the other way because it'll be quicker.
My places. Transport. Explore.
Explore. So that's the kind of menu system. As I say, the kind of it's quite intuitive once you get used to it, kind of using the up and down arrows and the enter button to navigate through the menu system. Using the app itself, you can go in, you can type up, you know, where you're wanting to go. You can save that as my place quite quickly, quite easily. It's kind of fairly intuitive. There's also, depending on what version you get, because there's a couple of different versions, there's a AI version and a version without AI. So if you buy the AI version, you have access to the AI functionality, so you can, Joe, a bit like Explore, but you can say, Joe, where's the nearest Starbucks coffee shop, or where's the, what's the menu within this restaurant, or so that sort of stuff. They're all kind of AI functions that you can get. You can access that using the enter button and you long press, and there'll be a auditory beep, and then you speak into your cane. There's a microphone built into the handle. You speak into the cane, and it'll then calculate an answer and tell you that answer using, I think, use ChatGPT as a kind of base for its AI functionality. On the side of the cane, so where your kind of index finger is, there's two smaller circular buttons, not quite raised, but there's two smaller, circular kind of indentations, if you like. One of those is to change the volume, and it goes from medium or high. And the other small circular button on the side at your index finger is to change object detection distance. So it's short, medium, or far. So if you're using object detection, it'll either beep or vibrate or both. If you set it up that way, when there's an object that is hip height or above. If it's a short, it'll be about a meter away. It'll start to kind of beep at you. Medium is 2 to 3 meters, and kind of far distance object detection is 4 or 5 meters away. So that's kind of really handy feature to have for things like you're walking down like scaffolding poles and things like that, or things that you may miss, kind of your cane may miss kind of left to right as you're using your cane. hanging baskets or things that are at head height that may be missed by your cane, the object detection sensor will pick that up. And with your index finger, you can quickly change between 1, 3, and 5 meters, so short, medium, and long distances. Yeah, I think that's the kind of rundown of the buttons, some of the kind of functionality. Let's see. Once you kind of get used to it, and it doesn't take too long to get used to, the kind of menu system is very simple. The kind of functionality is beneficial for many people. Yeah, I suppose just to say, you can also just use the app. So if you purchase the cane, you get the app and it's registered to the cane, but you can pay a small fee, a monthly subscription, I think, for the app alone. So if you just want to use the kind of transport function of the WeWalk app because you prefer that over something else, then you can use that for just on your phone, and again connect that to your earbuds. I think there's a monthly subscription charge for that. Yeah, Stuart, have you got anything to add?
Yeah, thanks, Ian. I was just going to say, I think you've done a really comprehensive overview of it anyway, but I was just going to mention, because some people might have seen the older WeWalk 1, because this is the second iteration of the cane, and there's probably four things worth mentioning in terms of changes that they made, because they talk a lot about this all the time. One is that the new cane is significantly lighter than the predecessor. The second is that the WeWalk 1 didn't have it didn't have the buttons. It had a kind of a touchpad that you would swipe through, and I think some people found that quite difficult to use. It had a really poor and tinny speaker, so it was very hard to hear it when you're out and about. I think the speaker on this one's a lot easier. And probably most significantly, you can use this in the rain, because that was a problem with the original WeWalk. So if you get wet with your cane, you'll be okay.
You would have to be
Rainproof.
with the Irish weather.
Well, exactly. And Scottish, I think.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, rainproof, not submergible, but
No,
rainproof.
not submergible. Yeah. So they do have a, I think they call it a Harman speaker at the top of the cane. So as you're as Ian showed, when you're navigating through the menu on the cane, the speech is coming from the speaker of the cane when it's connected to the app.
And I think, Stuart and Ian, it's worth noting as well that when you're using the app and the cane together, the obstacle detection or the object detection beeps come through the cane, not your headphones. So it's the navigation that will come through your headphones, and the obstacle detection sound will come from the cane with the vibration as well.
Yeah, and you can switch them to vibration if you have, you know,
Yes,
hearing, if you're
you can.
hearing impaired or whatever.
And was I imagining things? But when I gave it a go, when I got closer to the object or whatever I was coming near, the beeps would get a little bit faster and then they'd just stop when I moved away from it.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's a bit like a reversing warning light in a car,
Like a sensor, yeah.
yeah, kind of beeper. So it, yeah, it'll get quicker the closer you get to it. And yeah, so a bit like a kind of reversing warning sign or warning tone in a car, kind of beeps the quicker.
So, and Stuart, you very kindly prepared us a demo of the app. And as Ian mentioned, you can use the app as a standalone if that's something you would prefer.
Yeah, and sorry, Jay, just to say that if people want to try the app, you can just do that for 14 days. You get all the features of the app free. All you have to
Yes.
do is register your email address. So,
You had actually mentioned it in your
and
video,
the
so
thing I
that's
did.
But yeah, so Stuart Haxel has it. So, Stuart, whenever you're ready, we'll play it in. If you're happy, Stuart Lawler.
Yeah, please. Thank you, Stuart Haxel.
Can you see my screen there as a
We
chair?
can, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm now going to introduce you to the WeWalk app. For those who are attending and are visually looking at the screen, you will hopefully be able to see the screen share as part of this demonstration. Let me first return to my home screen and switch on VoiceOver.
Speech on.
and open my app switcher.
App switcher. WUOC active.
And activate
actions
the WUOC
available.
App.
WUOC. My locations.
So the first thing to say is there are four tabs at the bottom of the screen. Let's touch the bottom of the screen.
Tab bar selected. We selected home tab. One of four.
This is the home tab, and this is probably where we're going to spend most of our time during this exploration.
We assist tab. Two of four.
This is the We Assist tab, where you can go to receive visual assistance in a similar way to what you can with Aira. And I'll talk about We Assist in a few minutes because there are some paid plans available now through the app.
Smart Cane, tab, three of four.
This is the Smart Cane area where you connect your Smart Cane to the app.
My Account, tab, four of four.
And My Account is where you obviously can sign into the app. You can create a free account, but you also have the option here to configure the app's settings. And indeed, most of those settings will also sync across to the WeWalk Smart Cane.
Home, heading.
So I'm at the top of the screen now on the home area. And let's just do some swiping and explore this app.
My current location.
This is my current location. So let's see what it says.
Home. My current location. The Corn House. Six Distillery Lofts.
Now that's not exactly where I live, but it's very, very near. And I think it's changed because I've moved around my house a little bit, but I'm pretty much there. If I was at my front gate, it might give me a slightly different location.
Save location button.
I can save this location if I want, which will add it to
share my location button.
Which will add it to my locations, which we'll come to in a moment. I can share that location with someone else. So maybe I'm meeting a friend. I want to share that location with them. I can do that.
What's around me? Switched on.
This is the option for what's around me. When this is turned on, the WeWalk app will speak, will announce based on the radius that you can set in the settings, which we'll come back to in a little while, any points of interest around you.
Exploration repeat interval, 320 feet.
And the exploration repeat interval is currently set at 320 feet. I'm a feet and inches per inches person, so I do apologize. You can, of course, do meters and centimeters.
My locations button.
This is the My Locations button. We will come back here in just a moment.
Navigation button.
This is navigation, so this is where I could navigate to a particular location.
Public transportation button.
This is the one I love the most, and I will come back to it. Public transportation.
Explore button.
And this is the explore button.
Tab bar selected. Home.
And we're at the end of the home screen. So let's go back a few.
My locations button.
To my locations, and double tap this.
Selected. Home. Clonliffe Square. Distillery.
So it's telling me my first location is my home. I'm going to swipe to the end of the locations because there are some locations in here that are not mine and that the people who live there may not want their locations being aired. So let's find a few that it is okay to air.
Equilibrium House, Mansion Close, 237.47 mile, 1 o'clock.
That's
actions
the
available.
Sight and Sound Office in the UK.
The Journal.
Which is 247 miles away from us at 1 o'clock. Now, you can, I have chosen the clock face directions, and I'll show you how you can change that in just a moment. Let's swipe left.
Thompson Enterprise Center, Clane Business Park, College Road, 18.99 mile, 7.
That's the Sight and Sound Ireland office in Clane, 18.9, almost 19 miles away. I would have said it's slightly further, but maybe not, maybe not.
Sight and Sound Technology, Thompson Enterprise Center, Clane Business Park, College Road, 18.99 mile.
I actually must have put that point of interest in twice. I don't know why, because once it's Thompson Enterprise and once it's Sight and Sound.
Balbriggan Garda Station.
There's Balbriggan Garda Station. Now, if we open Sight and Sound.
Sight and Sound Tech.
Double tap it here.
Sight and Sound Technology, Thompson Enterprise
Center. And let me swipe through the available options here.
18.98 mile, 7 o'clock.
So it's 18.98 miles away from me at 7 o'clock. I don't know what that is in new money, probably about 26 kilometers maybe.
Thompson Enterprise Center, Clane Business Park, College Road, College Road.
That's the address.
Go there button.
And here's a go there button. Now, probably wouldn't want to walk there, but I could if I tapped go there. WeWalk, the WeWalk app would start giving me directions. And I think I want to say at this point, this is probably the beauty of the WeWalk ecosystem, if you like. You don't have to start out with a WeWalk if you don't want. In fact, we always say to people, try the app.
just explore the app as a standalone navigation tool because it's actually really powerful. And you can get all the features of the app free for 14 days. And we'll talk about those features in a sec. Let's go back.
Back button.
And let's go back, back button again to the home screen. And let me show you my public transport one, which is definitely the part of this app that I use the most.
Explore, tab bar, public transportation button.
So let's pop in here.
Selected, all button.
Now, depending on where you are in the country or indeed in the world, various different options for transport will pop up here. I'm in north inner city Dublin. So I'm going to see a few. So let's swipe and see.
Go ahead, Ireland button.
So let's go ahead.
Midlink, Dublin bus button.
Midlink, Dublin bus.
Bus Athacliath, Dublin bus button.
There's bus Balia Athacliath, Dublin bus.
Irish Rail button.
Irish Rail.
Fairview Strand, 1600.
And now it's starting to name bus stops. I'm going to tap Dublin bus because what I can do then is filter that all I want to see at a particular stop is Dublin bus. Times or bus arrivals. If I wanted to see, for example, the air coach, if I was going to the airport, because air coach is not listed as one of the categories, then I would have to switch on everything in the stop and just try to find air coach on the list. But let me just filter to Dublin bus.
Irish Rail, bus Athacliath, Nidaling, bus Athacliath, bus Athacliath.
And now I'll start exploring what stops are around me.
Drumcondra, near train station, 2,090 feet, 7.
So that's actually the stop I normally use. It's Drumcondra near train station. It's 2,090 feet away. Who would have known? That's about an 8-minute walk. So I'm going to tap this.
Drumcondra, near train station.
Now let me show you the options we have here.
2,090 feet, 45 Drumcondra Road lower, transport lines, button.
There's an option for transport lines. There's also an option for...
Go there, button.
Go there, or...
Save location, button.
Save location. One little issue I have with this is that if you save the location and then come back to this location later, it doesn't cop that it's a public bus stop. So you can't get transport lines again from the saved location screen. You always have to go back into the transport area, the public transport area. I have flagged this with WeWalk because I think it would be really helpful if you could do that. For example, I might be here in Drumcondra and I might be helping a friend who's coming to meet me, who's much further away from me, who can't see that bus stop on the stops around them. And I could still tell them, they could find out from the stop when a bus is due by being far away from the stop. Anyway, it's a very minor quirk. Let's go into the real time.
Go there. Transport lines button.
And anyone who used the old Dublin bus app that was retired a few years ago may find the next screen quite familiar.
Transport back button. Back button.
So I'm just going to scroll now, swipe across the screen.
Drumcondra, near train station, heading. Refresh button.
There's the refresh button, so I can refresh this screen anytime to get a most up-to-date list of buses.
Approaching lines.
And here's the approaching lines.
41C, Abbey Street, 1 minute.
So we have a 41C due in 1 minute. I want to get a 16, let's pretend.
1, Shaw Street, 3 minutes.
Right.
16, Ballantyre, 3 minutes.
Ah, 16 and 3 minutes. Brilliant. Now, when I get on the 16, there's something really good I can do. So let's tap it. Tap on the 16.
Back button.
And what it starts doing now is it lists all the stops from my current location, which is Drumcondra, to the end of the route. In this case, it's somewhere out in... somewhere out in Rathfarnham, I think. But let's say I want to get off on, I think it stops in College Green. Let's see.
8, Ashfield House.
So I'm swiping through the stops.
9, College Green, 1.52 mile.
Excellent. There we go. College Green. I'm going to tap College Green.
9, College Green, selected, percented, 1.52 mile.
Now, what that's going to do is, if I jumped on the bus now, every stop I came to, it would announce for me over my headphones the name of the stop, and it would tell me how many more stops I have before I have to get off. A couple of weeks ago, I was going to Tala Hospital on a Lewis, and it was, I have to say, one of the few times that the Lewis announcements were not working. But I used WeWalk, and it got
RTE
me bang. It got me bang on to the stop. So it's really, really impressed.
Now, Drumcondra, near train station.
16, Ballantyre.
So now it's telling me I'm at the train station. It's telling me how many stops are left. 8 stops left. So that's really good.
Back button.
Let's come out of that for a sec.
Back button. Back button. Back button.
So public transport is a really good feature. Now, let me bring you into the settings just to talk a little bit about what you can do in here.
Tab bar, my account, tab.
So I'm tapping on the My Account tab.
Settings.
And let's hit settings.
Navigation preferences button.
And let's go into navigation preferences and see what we have.
Direction repeat preference button. Selected every minute.
So this is the direction repeat preference. If you wanted to repeat directions to you or give you directions, not so much repeat, but rather update you with directions. I have it set to every minute.
This option allows you to select how often a navigation step is repeated as you walk for a specified distance or for a specified time interval during navigation.
There's also really helpful tips connected to each of these settings as you scroll along.
Navigation direction button. Selected. Clock directions X. Head your 10 o'clock. Announce street names during navigation. Switched on.
I think that's really important. Announce street names during navigation. I mean, you kind of need to know, you know, what street you're turning onto.
Choose distance unit button. Selected. Inch. Feet. Miles.
So there's where you can switch. I told you a little while ago about switching the distance unit.
Tab bar. Home. Tab. Back button.
There are also settings for...
Select language button. Time format preferences button.
Time format preferences, whether you choose the 12 or 24 hour clock.
Visual preferences button.
Visual preferences for people with low vision who might like particular colors. There's various different app themes.
Exploration mode preferences button.
And we have exploration mode
radius,
preferences.
100 meters.
Now, this is, do you remember a few minutes ago we talked about the announcement of points of interest around me? The radius here is set to 100 meters. So anything less than 100 meters away from me, it will not announce. Sorry, anything more than 100 meters away from me, it will not announce.
100 meters, adjustable. With this setting, you can select the distance range within which you can hear the locations around you.
There you go.
Tab bar, home, tab, back button.
And I'll go back to the main
back button
options. Now, I want to show you the just the various packages that are available. I also want to mention that the subscription packages are in-app purchases and they are not connected with Sight and Sound technology. So if you want to buy the subscriptions, that contract is between you and WeWalk through the app or Play Store.
Back button. My selected settings. Agreements. Selected.
So let's go
navigation
back to settings.
Visual pref. Time. Select. Connection preferences. Tab bar. Navigation preference. Exploration mode preference. Navigation preferences. Back button. Contact us. Agreement. Selected. Active packages.
And let's go into the active packages. Apologies for that. So we'll go to active packages.
Voice assistant. March 23rd, 2026. Back
These
button.
Are the packages I have available
selected.
At the moment.
Active pack. Subscription packages.
So we'll go to subscription packages.
Back button. Resist packages.
And let's see what packages are available. So this is where you can purchase We Assist minutes. And We Assist is visual assistance on a call in a similar way as you can do with Aira or indeed Be My Eyes. But like Aira, this is a paid for service. So I suppose there is a standard of service that you would be entitled to expect. I have not tried it at any length to comment on it, but I'm sure we may have some feedback during the session from people who have.
For visual assistance, purchase one of the monthly WeAssist packages.
So there's a few to choose.
20-minute/month starter pack, 20 minutes to use whenever you need us. 25% off, €17.99 button.
So there you go, 20 minutes for €17.
55-minute/month most popular, 55 minutes of live assistance for everyday tasks and errands. 25% off, €49.99 button.
€49 for that.
125-minute/month, 125 minutes for occasional use. 28% off, €199.99.
Okay, and you can explore these on the app if you want, or do contact us if you need some help. I just want to mention the other packages.
Three smart feature packages. You can review the packages suitable for you to use the smart map and voice assistant features. The smart map package activates advanced features such as public transport, navigation, and exploration mode in your application, providing access through the Kane menu. The voice assistant package enables the interactive assistant feature of Smart Kane 2, allowing you to ask your Kane any questions.
So I would suggest that the one that is going to be of use to most people, especially if you don't have a smart cane, is going to be the smart map. Obviously, if you have a smart cane and you want to use the interactive voice features, then you might want to consider that. But definitely, smart map is the one to look at. And there are various options you can use there to purchase that add-on, which will give you access to the public transport options that I showed you a few moments ago. All of this is available for a 14-day trial. So do try it out if you haven't done so already. And all you need to do is register an account using your email address.
Location track control sent more con lock mute right vault folk live tor torch timer.
Apologies, it wasn't edited at the end.
Thanks very much, Stuart. That was very detailed. And just, I suppose, before we open the floor to questions and answers, I would love to share my experience, because it's all well and good to talk people through this, but to actually experience the cane is another thing entirely. I love the transport, by the way. That is probably one of the best features that the app has. Not only does it give you the buses, but it does give you accurate train times as well, which is very useful. But I was walking to a place last Friday, and I had set the obstacle detection to far. Now, bear in mind, the Sight and Sound demo cane for Ireland is nearly twice as tall as me. So having to do that meant the cane was way out in front of me. So the thing was beeping, but there was actually nothing relatively near me for a good bit. So when I put it then to short, it seemed to work better. But it was amazing, because when people were walking in front of the cane, it picked it up. So it was telling me, you know, there's something in front of me. So I could choose to stop and see what was coming, you know, whether it was a person or a bike or whatever, a pole or whatever it might be. And it was just to, I suppose, have that, you know, sort of thing beeping at you to tell you there's something in the way that you mightn't see or hear or whatever. It was nice. But I do want to as well say that you do need to have good cane skills. You do need to be able to use a cane to use the smart cane. It's not going to turn in the direction of left and right for you. You have to be able to know your directions and your cane skills. So yeah, I'm happy to.
Jade, just to say, maybe in relation to the app, the reason we did the demo like that was because it was easier to pre-record to get the screen sharing. So just in case anybody's wondering. And maybe I should now give the pricing of the smart cane.
Please.
As it stands today, and I say that because there is a special offer at the moment.
And there's not one for everyone in the
audience. No.
Unless Jackie's going to get one for everyone.
I think she's sold enough kidneys.
Okay. We don't want Jackie to sell any more kidneys. So for the smart cane on its own, without the voice assistant package that Ian mentioned earlier on, so the smart cane with all the features that Ian talked about early on, is €585 or £499. And the AI and voice assistant is €995 or £899. Now, that will give you the voice assistant permanently. It's not a subscription. The smart maps is a separate subscription that you have to buy through the app outside of the 14 days.
Okay. That's worth knowing, Stuart, because it's, you know, when you hear that amount of money, you think, is that just for 1 or 2 years or whatever? But the fact that it's a permanent...
Yeah, it gives you access to voice assistant, and then if you want the smart map, you can. And again, that gives you the public transportation that we showed. You can get that, but I know we said it a few times. I do encourage people, just try out the app yourselves, and you'll get a good sense over, you know, 14 days. You'll get access to everything.
Yeah, and I have to say one thing I did like, and I'm sure yourself and Ian will concur with this, with the maps part of it, when you're pressing the go there button, the turns are very, very accurate. Like, it, you know, it would say turn left and it would be a left turn. Now, I did try to trick it because I do like to push technology to its limits. But and I was crossing roads. You know, it would tell me turn left, but I didn't want to stay on that path. So I crossed over, and it to be fair, it rerouted me very quickly.
Yeah.
And I've been subscribed to the app, and I'm very surprised, because usually here, you know, like, it's you're on street with no name turning into street with no name.
Yeah.
And it actually picked up the S3 bus route that I would use. And I'm like, wow, that's the first time I've ever seen that on a GPS app that I've actually tried. So yeah, I would say I am well impressed with the the transport feature on it.
Yeah, and it's also worth mentioning, I know we said it on the demo, but the mileage will vary in terms of that transport feature. Where you are in the country, you'll get various different options, and you know, it just depends what public transport services are in your area.
Good evening, everyone. You asked, and it shall be given. Ladies and gentlemen, the WeWalk Smart Cane! There's a speaker in the handle. There's a sensor in there too. There's a flashlight for the darkness, and it'll tell you where to go to. It'll find your favorite places. It'll find your buses too. It'll beep at hanging baskets before they introduce themselves to you. Set it short, set it medium, set it far away. And if you walk towards a lamppost, it has quite a lot to say. Swimming with your cane. It's rainproof, not submergible. Well, you'd have to be with the Irish weather. And Scottish, I think. My place is transport, explore the town, find a cafe, don't let me down. Trains and buses, streets nearby, ask the cane and let AI reply. 30 meters, 2010, turn to the left. No, wait, I've gone the wrong way again. Turn around. So I turn around and around once more. Now I'm facing where I was before. Round and round and round I go. Where I'm facing, nobody knows. The cane reroutes without a sound, and I'm still bloody turning around. Round and round and round we go. Where we're stopping, we won't know. Left, right, turn around. I've done three circles on the ground. It knows the buses, it knows the train. It knows when there's a pull and reins. The navigation's recalculating. Cane is connected to WeWalk app. Excellent, that's a relief. Jay took the demo cane outside with confidence and tech doc pride. There was only one small problem there. The bloody cane was twice her size. She set detection up too far. It beeped at things that weren't that near. So back to shore the setting went, and suddenly it all made sense. People, bicycles, poles ahead, hanging things around your head. Beep and vibrate, that's the plan, but you've still got to know how to use the damn cane. It is not going to turn in the direction of left and right for you. Apparently that's my job. Then Stuart opened up the app and took us on a guided lap. College Green and Drumcondra, sight and sound was 7 o'clock afar. It's 18.98 miles away. Could I walk it? Probably wouldn't want to walk there, but I could. He found the 16, found the stop. Real-time buses right on top. Even when the Lewis wouldn't say, we walk got him there anyway. No more turning into even found the S3. A GPS miracle. Rainproof, not submergible. Transport information available. Buses, trains, and AI too. And it'll even reroute you. Round and round, round and round we go. Where we stopping, we walk, no. It says turn left. Recalculating ability. I did try to trick it. Why?
because I do like to push technology to its limits. But then came the price. 585 for the standard cane, 995 for the AI brain. The Zoom call fell completely still. Jackie, put down the kidney. I think she's sold enough kidneys. We don't want Jackie to sell any more kidneys.